Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, ESPN Upstate.
Let's talk national championship game, shall we? We are inside of 4 days left from the national championship game. Alabama taking on Georgia in the SEC championship rematch, inside of a month since the last time that these two teams got together and fought it out. Of course, Alabama got the better end of their last contest, knocked Georgia down and out in a hurry. Last time these two teams played for national championship was 1,464 days ago. They meet again for the biggest prize in college football. And no surprise, as despite the fact that Alabama was frequently called throughout the season not your slightly older brother's Alabama team, they still were very clearly, when we hit the postseason, these two, the two best teams in all of college football. Georgia's only loss was to Alabama. Of course, Alabama dropped the decision to Texas A&M earlier in the year, so they are beatable. But again, Nick Saban's postseason is Clark Kent to Superman, right? He's just a different cat. Alabama has dominated Georgia in the recent past. You know when the last time Georgia beat Alabama was? Take a stab in the dark at this one. Last time Georgia beat Alabama was what year, Lonzo?
2003.
You were close. 2007. 2007, Kirby Smart was Alabama's defensive backs coach at the time. That was Nick Saban's first season. They have not done it again since then. The third-ranked Bulldogs were the nation's best team until they lost to Alabama, and this is a shot at redemption. So what needs to get done? I'll start with this. There's no doubt that, is there a doubt, Lonzo, to you that these were the best two teams in college football this year? Like, now that we see them on the big stage, these were the two best teams, right?
At the end of the season, yes.
100%. 100%. Michigan and Cincinnati, thanks for coming. Good job, good effort. But at the end of the day, these were clearly the better two teams. Now, Alabama, as we mentioned, did not look like your slightly older, not your daddy's Alabama's team, your slightly older brother's Alabama team. They didn't look as dominant as they did last year. Last year, they won every game with the exception of one by 15 points or more. They outscored their opponents 630 to 252 when it was all said and done. But they had some scares this year. We mentioned they lost to Texas A&M on October 9th back in week three. A bad Florida Gator team had them on the ropes before Alabama was able to get themselves out of trouble. They had scares against LSU, against Arkansas. They needed a miracle to knock off Auburn. But when they lined it up against Georgia, who from bell to bell was the best regular season team in the SEC, they smoked them 41-24, 421 through the air for Bryce Young, three touchdowns for Bryce Young. They also kept Cincinnati out of the end zone entirely. This is supposed to have been the best group of five team we've ever seen, and Alabama never let them sniff the paint in the college football playoff semifinal win. Georgia looked like Alabama looked last year. All but one of Georgia's 13 wins came by 17 points or more, including their semifinal clobbering of Michigan. They allowed only 135 points all season long, as well as small totals for rushing touchdowns. How many rushing touchdowns did Georgia give up this year, Lonzo? Here's another fun one for you in the play at home Rob Brown Show Edition.
13.
three. Three rushing touchdowns. 2.7 yards per carry allowed this year. Only 75 total first downs allowed this year. Only 22 points allowed all season long in the first quarter combined between every opponent, and only 21 points allowed in the third quarter combined against every opponent all season long. Now, I'll tell you this. Georgia, I think, has one good thing going for it. And the one good thing going for it is that if Kirby Smart and the Dogs are the choke artists that they have been labeled by a lot of people over the past couple of years, they've already got that out of their system. And they got it out of their system in the SEC championship game, you hope. At least in the name of a competitive national championship game. You would like to hope that they got the big game jitters out of the way when they took on Alabama, which was why they were able to reset and absolutely take Michigan behind the woodshed in the semifinal game. But here is what it's going to take. And this is not what I expected to say against the Georgia Bulldogs. In fact, if anything, I'd have thought I was going to end up saying this about the Alabama Crimson Tide. If Georgia wants to get to win this game, they're going to have to be way more aggressive. They are going to have to be way more aggressive than they were in the SEC championship game. The problem that you have against Alabama is that you can't just scheme up a regular game plan against them, right? You can't scheme a regular game plan because Nick Saban has found a winning combination both through the air and on the ground. They torched Cincinnati on the ground. Right? Blew him up on the ground.
So I'm supposed to believe that things have changed since the last time Georgia played Alabama, because that's the hard part for me. For me, it's just going to be more of the same. They're going to go in and they're going to do exactly what they did last time, and they're going to lose to Alabama.
So you think it's going to be a beatdown? Give me a line. Set your line on this. Alabama by what?
17.
Wow. I don't have any issue.
Because not only do you get more time to prepare.
Yep.
But you've got film of when you faced this team before.
Sure.
And you know that Georgia's going to try to scheme some things differently and try to figure out what went wrong last time. And you prepare for that too. And obviously Saban is really good at this. And I believe he's won more championships than he's lost when he's in this game. And I don't see any difference.
The one thing I think Georgia did wrong in the first game, the biggest thing I think Georgia did wrong in the first game, I think Georgia thought they were going to go out there and they were just going to go play Alabama. If they want to win this game, they cannot go play Alabama. They have to go fight Alabama. They have to go attack Alabama. They have to go get Alabama. That's it. There is no, let's just go out there and play our game, right? You can't go out there and play your game. You went out there and played your game in the SEC championship game. Alabama punched you square in the gut and you had nothing for him. And the problem was that Alabama went out there and lit it up through the air against Georgia. 421 for Bryce Young and a handful of touchdowns through the air. If Georgia comes out and goes, all right, you know what we're going to do? We're going to rush three down linemen. We're going to put a nickel package as our base formation, and we're going to make Bryce Young run the ball. We're going to make Alabama run the ball. Well, I got news for you. Granted, Cincinnati's defense is not as good as Georgia's. No doubt about that. But Alabama didn't hardly need Bryce Young to throw the ball against Cincinnati and need him to. Throwing the ball was a nice little luxury for the Crimson Tide against Cincinnati. Cincinnati went three down linemen, two inside backers, nickel package on just about every base formation. And Alabama shoved the ball right down their freaking throat. Now, Georgia's got a better interior line than Cincinnati does. They got better linebackers than Cincinnati does. I'd argue that Cincinnati probably has better cornerbacks than Georgia does, but it ain't by a whole heck of a lot. So Alabama has both tools in the tool shed based on what Georgia does. The only thing that is going to make sure that Georgia, that Alabama offensively stays out of rhythm is if Georgia makes them stay out of rhythm. I need them to come out and have ruthless aggression towards the Alabama Crimson Tide.
They need to come out with South Carolina enthusiasm.
I don't even know that I would go enthusiasm, right? I'm going rage. Anger.
So more rage than shock and awe, because I disagree. I think they need to come up with a game plan that is not expected from the other side. And obviously it's possible because Alabama doesn't win it every year. So it is possible to beat them.
Sure.
But just I'm having a hard time being convinced that it's gonna happen.
Here's what you had. Cincinnati put down three. With a pair of linebackers behind him, could not do anything to stop the run. Georgia went with a more traditional 4-3 lineup in the SEC championship game. More often than not, four down linemen, three backers. They got no pressure on Bryce Young. None. They stopped the run. They were okay against the run in the SEC championship game. They were okay against the run. And that's great news.
So if you have to take one away from Alabama, which one are you taking away, the run or the pass?
It doesn't matter. That's the problem. It doesn't matter. Because whatever you want to take away, they'll do the opposite. Right? Brian Robinson Jr. in the semifinal game had what? 204 off the top of my head? 204 rushing yards? You know what he had against Georgia? Against Cincinnati, here you go. Here's the stats. 26 carries, 204 yards, 7.8 per carry for Brian Robinson Jr. You know what he did against Georgia in the SEC championship game? 16 carries, 55 yards, average of 3.4. He was less than half as successful against Georgia as he was against Cincinnati. But do you know what Bryce Young did against Georgia? 26 of 44, 421, three touchdowns. It doesn't matter if you want to take away the run game or you want to take away the pass game, because Alabama is adept at both. They won the Heisman Trophy with their quarterback, and their running back put up one of the greatest postseason performances by a running back in a semifinal that we have seen at all. The only way to beat Alabama's offense and the way that they are playing in the postseason right now is to absolutely destroy the line of scrimmage and not let them be comfortable settling into either. Alabama, on the opening drive of the game at Cincinnati, got very comfortable, settled into rushing the football. They were very comfortable running the football. And then Cincinnati was never able to disrupt that. Georgia is going to have to get really nasty at the line of scrimmage and do whatever the hell it takes to keep Alabama from getting comfortable in either the run or the pass game. It's not you have to take away the run game and make them throw. You got to take away the run game and make them pass. That's what you do when a team's got a traditionally one-dimensional offense. But you go back to that Texas A&M game. Texas A&M played again with ruthless aggression. Texas A&M was blowing up the line of scrimmage. Texas A&M was not, they were disguising coverages. This is big to me. Bryce Young's a very cerebral quarterback. He's a very smart quarterback. Bryce Young's like Drew Brees. He knows what you're going to do before you do it. He lines up, he sees the defense, and if it's a disguised defense, he can tell. If you're Georgia, it's not about being cute with the defense. It's about Bryce Young can't have more than 1 second to throw the ball. 1-1,000, we got to be at the quarterback. Because if you get more than that, he's going to beat you. Cincinnati said, well, let's drop six. Let's drop seven. And they went, cool. Here you go, Brian Robinson Jr., go get you 7.5 more. And he did. Georgia has to be mean at the line of scrimmage. Georgia has to be risking personal fouls violent at the line of scrimmage. Because anything else, Alabama settles in. Now, like I said, the best thing Georgia has going for it is that this is now their third big game. It's their third big game. I've heard a lot of Georgia fans tell me, you know, we weren't really as concerned about the SEC championship because we knew we were in the playoff either way, right? Win or lose, we're going to the college football playoff. So it meant more to Alabama. Well, I got news for you. If that game meant more to you, then taking Alabama out of the playoff, because remember, the prize for Georgia was not a playoff game. They already knew they were in. The prize for Georgia was Alabama not being in the playoff. If Georgia lost that game, the SEC championship game, because they weren't trying as hard, which I promise you is not correct. But let's say for the sake of discussion that Georgia sat on their haunches and took it easy because they already knew they were in and they were saving themselves up, which is dumb. Didn't happen. But let's say it did. This is your penalty. Your penalty for that is Nick Saban gets you again in the spot he wants you in with a game against you already and a full week to prepare.
How does that even work? Guys, this game doesn't mean that much, so just go out and just don't try very hard.
It's a dumb take.
Yeah, I mean, is that what the coach tells you to do? No. It just makes no sense.
It's a dumb take. It's 100% a dumb take. It didn't happen. Alabama was better than you that day. I got news for you. Alabama's going to be better than you on Monday. The question is, can you disrupt them? Can you get them out of rhythm? Can you get them out of sorts? Can you not let them get comfortable running or throwing the ball? If you can, you got a chance. They can be beat. We've seen it happen. But Texas A&M, I genuinely believe that Jimbo Fisher was fighting to justify his contract in that game. He threw everything and the kitchen sink at Nick Saban. It worked. Auburn had nothing to play for other than ruining Alabama's season. They threw everything they had at him. It worked. You remember how you asked me earlier this week, Lonzo? Why is it that Dakarian Joyner for South Carolina didn't play quarterback earlier in the year? And I said it's because that's just a gimmick that if you put a lot of it on film, it'll get figured out and it eventually would have become ineffective too. So you don't use it. Georgia's got to throw that out the window. Whatever gimmicks they got, you better use them. And you better use them violently across the line of scrimmage, because if you don't, and Alabama gets settled in at all, you're done. Texter on the Preferred Home Services text line at 71307 says, Rob, rage isn't going to beat Alabama. You need to be poised and smart. Yes, try to out-physical them, but Saban is too smart to get beat by rage. Here's the problem. And I get where you're coming from, Texter. And in 99% of takes, 99% of games, that's a good take. Here's the problem. Sometimes you can come in and you can be poised and you can be smart and you can be disciplined. You know what the problem is with Alabama, with Nick Saban? That's literally the description of Nick Saban's team. Poised, smart, physical. That's the description of the team. If you come out and go, hey, you know, the best way to beat Roy Jones is what? It's to be fast, it's to make good contact, it's to get in, get hits, get out. Except that's exactly what Roy does. You're doing exactly what he does, and you can't beat him in his own game. You are asking Georgia to beat Alabama at Alabama's game. It won't work. You have to disrupt Alabama. You have to do things that they have not seen before to get them out of sorts. And the only way to do that is to punch them in the mouth, and I might quite literally mean that literally. Did I just say quite literally mean that literally?
Yeah, you did.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at ESPNUpstate.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.